Okay, so get this right. There's this article, and it has me really thinking about like the future of learning, you know, like AI and all that. We're talking AI trainers, like personalized lessons super fast. Even like teaching jobs are gonna be different.
Yeah, it's definitely a hot topic. This article on ChatGPT, it really brings up some interesting ideas.
For sure. And you know, you're really into the whole world of, you know, learning and development, and I figured you'd be the perfect person to kind of break it all down. Like, you know, L&D, it's just a fancy way of saying, you know, anything about learning and training, especially like at work. Let's just jump right in. This article, it's really all about ChatGPT's new voice mode. So what's the big deal? It's not like, you know, I haven't used voice assistants before, so.
Well, I see what you mean, but think of it this way. It's more than just, asking Siri to set a timer, right? It's like, imagine actually talking with the AI during your training. Almost like you'd be talking to a coworker. It just changes everything.
Wait, hold on. So you're saying I could have like a back and forth with an AI during like a training at work? That's kind of wild. Imagine just being able to ask a question right when you have it instead of getting lost in those training manuals.
Exactly. Like
Yeah.
it just makes learning so much easier. I was trying to set up my router last week and it was a mess. Like even the IT guy was stumped. But imagine, you could just have a conversation with the AI and it walks you right through it. Game changer.
Seriously, I can see it now. Okay, ChatGPT, show me exactly where this cable goes again.
You got it. And the best part is it can like adjust to how you learned. So if you need something repeated, no problem. Or if you want to, speed through the basics, go for it. That's what's so cool. It's that like personal touch. It's totally different.
And this kind of goes with another thing that article talks about, which is, you know, AI potentially doing stuff like translating or even like coaching.
Right. Like picture this, an AI that just translates all those training materials instantly so anyone anywhere can use them. Or even cooler, an AI coach that like checks out your progress, and then changes the pace or the feedback it gives you based on how you learn.
Yeah.
Need more time on something? No problem. AI adjusts just like a human would, except it's there for you, all the time.
Okay, so that's where the whole like learning at warp speed comes in. Makes sense. But if AI is doing all this, what does it even mean for, you know, the people who make these learning programs? Are we talking robots replacing teachers?
Well, that is the big question, right? And to be honest, it's not really about replacement, but more like a shift. The article actually made a good point about this. So, like, imagine AI doing stuff like grading or teaching basic info, or even giving personalized feedback. All that stuff that can really bog teachers down.
It'd be like having a like a super efficient teaching assistant,
Yeah.
and then instead of spending all their time on that stuff.
Exactly. Now, those teachers can really focus on what they're best at. Like, getting students to think critically or inspiring creativity or even just creating really engaging learning experiences, stuff that AI just can't do.
So it seems like AI could really like free up teachers to focus on the human side of things, the stuff that makes a real difference. But I'm curious, what about the students? How does this affect them?
Oh, this is where it gets good.
Yeah.
Okay, so imagine learning isn't stuck in a classroom anymore, no more set schedules. With AI, you could have your own lessons whenever, wherever you set the pace. It's like having a tutor with you all the time.
Okay, that sounds amazing, but like, how would it actually work?
So the article had this example. Imagine you write something, right? And the AI, it reads it and tells you, hey, this part isn't clear, or your grammar's off here. Even like this sounds too formal, like your own personal editor. But instead of just pointing stuff out, it teaches you how to get better.
You know, now that you mention it, that would have been a lifesaver in college. I remember staring at my essays, trying to figure out my professor's comments. It was the worst.
Exactly. AI can give you that one-on-one help that, most schools just can't. And it's not even just about feedback. It can change how the lessons themselves work. Say you're stuck on something,
Yeah.
right? AI picks up on that, it slows things down, gives you more examples, maybe even suggests a totally different way to learn that thing, one that works better for you.
So no more like struggling through stuff, hoping you're on the right track.
Exactly. And here's the really cool part. Think about how much easier this makes learning accessible for everyone. Like students in the middle of nowhere, or those who learn differently. AI could bridge that gap, make sure anyone with internet has a shot at a good education.
That is a powerful thought. AI leveling the playing field, everyone having access to knowledge. I'm all for that. But let's be real for a sec. This is all pretty futuristic, right? When are we talking? When does this actually happen?
It's closer than you think. Companies like Web Anywhere, the ones behind this article, they're already building these platforms.
Right. We haven't really touched on them much. They're not just, talking about the future. They're making it happen. What are they like actually doing?
Well, they're making these really cool learning environments, immersive, interactive, the whole nine yards. They've got the AI trainers, personalized paths, even some game stuff to keep you hooked. But here's the thing. They're not trying to get rid of teachers. For them, it's all about making teachers' jobs better, easier and more impactful.
It's like they're saying, listen, teachers, we got you. We'll handle the boring stuff. You focus on what matters, inspiring these kids.
Exactly. It's humans and AI working together.
This is all really promising, but one thing keeps popping into my head. So much of this is about, AI tailoring the learning just for you. What happens to the whole, social part of it? Those classroom chats, group projects, just learning alongside other people.
Oh, you're totally right to bring that up. Even with all this cool AI stuff, you can't replace that human connection. The things you learn from each other, the arguments, figuring out problems together, that's all key to a good education.
So then what's the answer? Can we have both, the AI and the human element?
Absolutely. It's not like it has to be one or the other. It's about finding that balance.
Mm-hmm.
So we use AI to make the learning personal, but we also make sure there's time to collaborate, to be social. Imagine classrooms where AI handles the individual lessons, then the teacher's free to have these awesome discussions, run cool group projects.
So AI doesn't replace the teacher. It gives them more time and space to actually connect with students.
Exactly. And don't forget, learning doesn't end when you leave school, right?
Yeah.
We can use AI to build these online communities, places where you can connect with other learners, find mentors, talk to experts, no matter where they are. That's how you keep that love of learning alive.
That's a future I can get behind. It really makes you think, about how different things could be. But there's this one thing, everyone's probably wondering, what about jobs? If AI is doing all this, are we all going to be out of work, replaced by robot teachers?
That's the big one, right? But honestly, it's not going to be like some, robot takeover movie.
Okay, phew, because for a second there, I was getting a little worried.
I hear you. But the interesting thing is, this tech, it might actually make jobs, especially in education, even more secure.
Wait, really? How so?
Well, think about everything teachers and trainers do now, right? Grading, planning lessons, all that paperwork. Not to mention answering the same questions over and over. It's a ton of work.
No kidding. I can't imagine grading all those papers.
Exactly. So picture this. AI takes over those tasks, the repetitive ones. What is that free teachers up to do?
They could actually, teach, spend time with students, come up with really creative lessons, all the stuff that made them want to teach in the first place.
Exactly. And it's not just about time. By doing all that data stuff, the AI can give teachers super useful info about their students, like how they're doing, what kind of learners they are, if anyone needs extra help. It's like personalized data analysis for each student.
So it's like, instead of replacing the teacher, the AI makes them even better at their job.
Right. Helping out, not taking over. And this isn't just for schools either. Think about companies, how they train people. Mm-hmm. AI could get new hires up to speed, create custom training based on what each person needs, even track their progress and give feedback right away.
This is amazing stuff, but I do have one worry. If AI is doing all this, helping us out so much, what about, learning to think for yourself? Those critical thinking skills you need in school and just in life.
That's a really good point, and it actually shows another way AI can make education better. See, by taking over the memorization, the repetitive stuff, AI frees up teachers to focus on those higher level skills, like how to think critically, solve tough problems, be creative. They become like guides for deeper learning, getting students to ask the important questions, to really think about what they're learning.
So we shouldn't be scared of AI. We should see it as a chance to completely change how we think about education.
Absolutely. It's about using this technology to make learning personal, effective, and engaging for everybody. Who knows? Yes. It might even make all of us lifelong learners.
Now that's something I think we can all get behind. So to wrap things up, AI has the potential to really shake up education and professional development. It's not about humans versus machines. It's about combining our strengths, letting AI do what it's good at so we can focus on what we do best, inspiring each other, connecting, and sharing that love of learning.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And on that note, it's time to wrap up our deep dive into the future of learning. But before we go, we always like to leave you with something to think about. So here's a question. If you had these personalized AI learning tools, what's the one skill you'd be most excited to learn or get better at? Keep those minds curious, and we'll see you next time.